It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today is New Year's Eve, and I am thinking about that spiritual secret to my 2016. And you know, every time I end one year and I'm starting a new year, you know, I want it to be more prosperous. I want there to be more open doors in the new year. I want more fulfillment with my life's purpose. And in other words, I think I just want to go higher in some way. And what I have come to learn is that the way to go higher is sometimes to go deeper first. And that is, for me specifically, a deeper desire in learning God's word and his will for my life. Now, that kind of started out a little bit as a duty in the beginning, because I would get up and I'd study the word, but it'd be early in the morning, right? And sometimes I didn't always want to get out of bed. But that duty has really turned into a desire. I've learned that my life feels more blessed, but I'm also in a position to be more of a blessing to others. And when I look to the scripture, I look no further than Solomon. You know, that was his. When God appeared to him in a dream and said, Solomon, what are the desires of your heart? He wanted wisdom, knowledge of God's word and will, so that he could properly govern his people. And in 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, 11 through 12, it says, God says to Solomon, because your greatest desire is to help your people, and you did not ask for personal wealth and honor, I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge, and I will also give you riches in wealth and honor. So the scripture today is Mark 7:7. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So let's do so much more to kick off our 2016 than to honor God with our lips, but to really have him at the forefront of our hearts. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.